Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Sixers Talk Podcast, presented to you by Wilmington University. I'm your host, Ben Barry, and flying solo today. No Danny Palmels, but the one and only John Clark will join us later to detail about the big news today. The Sixers have hired Daryl Morey to be the president of their basketball operations. On top of that, Doc Rivers has filled out the rest of his coaching staff, and we have some news that the players don't want to start the season back up around Christmas. But first, let's start off. The big news of the day, Daryl Morey is in the front office of the Sixers. I'm excited. I have my questions. But 2 months ago, when the Sixers season ended, the question was presented on this podcast, how do they fix the front office, the roster, and find a new head coach in this shortened offseason when there's so much at stake and unanswered questions that we don't know what the salary cap is going to be. We don't know how when free agency would begin or how long or short the offseason would be. But the Sixers have their guy. They have Daryl Morey. Elton Brand said he wanted more basketball minds. Sounded like he wanted more people with basketball experience and definitely less analytics. Daryl Morey does not check off that box. Morey ball, play on money ball. He's an analytic guy. He's from the Sam Hinkie school of analytics. What I can tell you about Daryl Morey, during his tenure with the Rockets, they had the second best record in the NBA. Winning 61.5% of their regular season games. They made 10 playoff appearances, 2 trips to the Western Conference Finals. No, he doesn't have a ring. Not everyone has a ring. But to me, that says success. The Rockets consistently pushed the league forward. I don't know that you credit him or Mike D'Antoni with that, but they were innovative during his time there. If you couldn't shoot threes, you weren't going to stick around. So that means to me that they're changing some things with the roster. Dan Antoni, he got a lot of credit. I think a lot of it is also should be put at the feet of Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey was the one to get James Harden from OKC when OKC wasn't going to give him a max contract. And since that time, Daryl Morey has tried to get James Harden with another superstar player. And for the most part, it's worked. Dwight Howard worked for some time. CP3 worked for some time. Does Russell Westbrook, 1 year with Russell Westbrook, didn't seem to work, and it doesn't seem like it would work moving forward, but it hasn't all been bad. For the most part, the trades he's made have worked well to benefit and make the team better, and that's a lot of trades. During his time there, the Rockets made 77 trades. That's more than the process Sixers with Sam Hinkie. So I think that says Daryl Morey will move contracts and move players on off this roster and get players and pieces that will complement Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Morey's biggest, the top of his to-do list is finding a way to get Al Horford and Tobias Harris off the books. That's the great guys. Just doesn't fit. They don't fit here in Philadelphia. So whatever Daryl Morey could get for those two, whether it's a bag of peanuts or a Buddy Hield or any Drew Holiday, his biggest job right now moving forward is to get those two off the roster. The Sixers have a ridiculous salary cap right now, projected at $147 million. with no fans, with the season being suspended for a while and finish the season without fans and being put in the bubble. We don't know how many games it'll be next year. We pretty sure that the season will start without fans in the arenas. Salary cap is probably coming down. And even if it didn't, the Sixers are going to be in a luxury tax. And it's not good to be in a luxury tax when you're the sixth seed in the East. They're behind Miami. They're behind Milwaukee. They're behind Toronto. They're behind Brooklyn. Daryl Morey could come in. I believe I have the faith in him to come in and make the changes to the roster to propel this team forward. For Daryl Morey to get guys that shoot threes and get to the basket, get to the basket, get to the rack, and play defense. Moving on from Tobias Harris and Al Horford is his top priority going into free agency and once teams are able to trade.
Hey, dreams come into reach at Wilmington University. There's a local university that's ready to bring your dreams into reach. It's Wilmington University. WilmU helps working adults reach their career goals through accredited and affordable degrees and certificates to reach new heights in your field. WilmU works. Find out why at wilmu.edu.
Again, I'm Ben Berry. You're listening to the Sixers Talk podcast. Let's bring in a special guest, the one and only Airport Johnny, John Clark from NBC Sports Philadelphia. John, what was your initial reaction when this news broke?
I was like, wow, because Elton Brand is in the job of general manager now. But obviously they were going after Daryl Morey to basically do that job plus everything. So I know for a fact, obviously 2.5 years ago when Brian Colangelo had his situation and he was removed, that they went after Daryl Morey. And then even after that, they've been after him since then. So they finally got the general manager and the president that they want to run all of their basketball operations, as well as the coach they want in Doc Rivers.
When the Sixers at the beginning of the offseason started saying they were going to reshape the organization, get more basketball minds in there, me and Danny had talked on this podcast, and I thought it was a crapshoot, like high hopes, like wishing for a car for your 16th birthday. You know you're not going to get it, but you ask anyway just to cover your bases. It happens, and I just think of everything that he has to do with the roster. You saw what he built in Houston. He had shooters around James Harden. They got creative with the roster over and over again. And during his tenure, the only team with a higher winning percentage is the Spurs and the Golden State Warriors. Do you see him making that sort of changes here in Philadelphia that quickly?
Well, obviously right now they are stuck with salaries, but I think he's going to do everything he possibly can to move some of that. And you see the way he likes to build a team, having shooters on the outside. I mean, he really kind of built the evolution of the NBA with analytics and three-point shooting. So I think that's one of the things that has attracted the Sixers to him is the way he's able to build a roster, the way he's able to draft, the way he is able to get shooters. Of course, he was able to acquire James Harden. But I do think that you're going to see a bunch of changes. I don't know if you can do it immediately, but I think he is going to have dramatic changes to this roster. I do still think they're going to build around Joel Embiid and probably Ben Simmons. But I think this is the Sixers basically saying, we have had enough. We need to be at a championship level, going out and getting one of the best coaches and one of the best GMs.
Something you just said, which popped in my head as soon as I saw this, they brought in Morey. I thought this is a 2-year trial run or whatever you want to call it, period, of making it work with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And if it doesn't, maybe in the next year and a half to 2 years, they would split the couple up, split that pairing up. Do you think this is added pressure on those two? Or this is you two, Joel, Ben, you get time to build this up with Doc, with Morey, or is this added pressure on them to get everything in shape and you know, moving forward?
I think everything is on the table. And I think that Joel and Ben need to make improvements. Ben needs to shoot. Ben needs to do some things better. Joel, maybe better conditioning. But I think everybody's on the clock now because the Sixers ownership is basically saying we need to be a championship team. So Daryl Morey is a guy, you said it. There's only one or two teams that have had a higher winning percentage in his time with the Rockets. They made two Western Conference finals over the last 6 years. And if they didn't have to run into one of the greatest teams of all time in the Golden State Warriors and had an injury to Chris Paul for a game seven, they're in the finals and possibly win a championship. So I think Daryl Morey, he has shown that he can build a championship level roster. I think if they were in the East, how many finals would they have been in? So I don't think they had a losing season in his 13 years with the Rockets. So I think this is going to be a new era of Sixers basketball. And it's interesting because Daryl Morey's protege, Sam Hinkie, came in here with the process. Maybe Daryl Morey will be the one to complete the process.
Two things you mentioned in your answer. One, when this happened, my phone started blowing up with friends, and I have some friends that are process truthers. It's like, does this mean the return of the godfather, the prodigal son, Sam Hinkie? I wouldn't go that far. I think that's a stretch. But it would be nice for Daryl Morey or anyone, whoever it is, to finish what Sam Hinkie started and for the process to just deliver on a championship. That would be phenomenal. And the other thing is, during his time with the Rockets, all that success, something I saw that made me feel comfortable with this, because I'm not that high on Tobias Harris and Al Horford, and those contracts are an albatross. I don't see anyone taking them on. But during Morey's time in Houston, no one made more trades than him. Only team, yeah. The team that came in the second are the Sixers. So that gives me hope that he can figure something out with this roster. How does that make you feel?
Totally agree with you. I mean, nobody made more trades than he did during his time there. Kind of like Howie Roseman with the Eagles in the NFL. This guy wants to trade. He's going to constantly tinker with the roster and make big-time deals. So I think everything's on the table here. And I think you're seeing also a relationship building here. I mean, who knows? I've been told that there's a little bit of a fascination with possibly getting James Harden when his contract is up in 2 years. Or who knows? Maybe the Rockets would trade him. So we'll see. I mean, there are questions with the chemistry with some of his teams there. The ISO ball with James Harden. So there's some detractors, but you can't argue with the success that he has had. And it was every single year. One other thing I wanted to add, I do think we got to give a lot of credit to Josh Harris, because when Doc Rivers became available, they kind of put the search to the side with Ty Lue, Mike D'Antoni. And they said, Doc Rivers is available. We're going to get him. They got him here to Philadelphia, interviewed him, got it done. And they've been chasing Daryl Morey for the last 2.5 years. And when he became available, I'm told Josh Harris was on the phone within hours. Daryl Morey, I'm told, came to Philadelphia this past weekend. And he also went to New York City to meet with Josh Harris and Sixers owners. So they got it done. And really, there's going to be no excuses for the players anymore. Really no excuses.
Last thing before I get you out of here, because I know you got to run. Hiring Doc Rivers, bringing in Daryl Morey. It seems like the Sixers are headed in the right position after that sweep in the first round of the playoffs. Even though it was the bubble, they got swept. The Sixers got to compete with a healthy KD or 90% healthy KD, Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, the Toronto Raptors, who are still a year removed from being champions, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Miami Heat. That seems like the cream of the crop in the Eastern Conference. Does this give you more hope and put the Sixers – at their level or above any of these teams?
I got to tell you, I don't think we know right now. That's a great question because, look, I think he's going to try to make some moves. So that's a hard thing right now to know. But I do think that Joel and Ben, with some improvements and kind of an understanding that it's put up or shut up time, where you have Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey, who come in with championship-level pedigrees. Doc having won a championship, Daryl, a well-respected GM. I love Brett Brown to death, but he was a first-time head coach. So Joel and Ben could kind of get away with some stuff, and it was really tough for Brett to stand up to them because he didn't have the cachet. So now Ben and Joel are going to have to do more. And they're going to have to improve. They're going to have to get better and get to that next level. We got to see the way the rest of the roster is going to shape out and the moves that he can make. But maybe the Sixers can inch up a little bit more and be their second or third best team competing for that spot. We totally have to see how the roster is going to change. And I tell you, when's the season starting? They apparently want to start the season right before Christmas. So not a lot of time for Daryl to jump in here and get things done for this year, right?
Not a lot of time at all, but, you know, it's exciting times here in Philly. Albeit we're not talking about the Eagles. With the Sixers, is an exciting time. I'm excited to see what next season brings. Thanks for joining us on the pod, John. It was a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me.
At Nissan, we just made your choice for a new car an easier one than ever. With our most exciting and fuel-efficient lineup, the choice is yours. Now get great offers across our full line. Shop at your local Nissan store today at NissanUSA.com.
Shout out to John Clark for stopping by and joining the Sixers Talk podcast. He was excited. You heard the enthusiasm in his voice. I know the city of Philadelphia is excited. I'm sure Danny Palmeiras is at home excited. I'm a little excited about this Daryl Morey hiring. Gives me a lot of confidence about things moving forward. And other decisions and changes the Sixers have made, they filled out the rest of the coaching staff under Doc Rivers. Dan Burke, who was an assistant with the Pacers over the last four seasons, he's known as a defensive coach. And over the last four seasons with the Pacers, they've ranked 6th, 3rd, 12th, and 15th in defensive rating. The Sixers were 8th last year in defensive rating. Adding Burke, who will have first team all defense, Ben Simmons, a young defensive prodigy in Matisse Thybul, and a defensive anchor in Joel Embiid, I think he will be able to create some nightmares for opposing teams and their offenses with his defensive sets and what he will bring to the table. They also added Sam Cassell, who I love watching play when I was a kid. He was with Doc in LA for a number of years, and there was a lot of thought that he might get his first head coaching opportunity. He was linked to the Clippers and the Rockets. Neither one of those things happened. He's joining Doc here in Philadelphia. So I think this is a big deal. Sam Cassell has the resume to prove it. He's a first-round pick, 1993. He played with 8 different teams from 93 to 2009, winning 3 championships and an All-Star nod in 2004. I think he has the credentials that Joel and Ben, they will also listen to him. I'm excited for what the Sixers are going to do moving forward. Doc filled out the rest of his assistant coaches, Dave Yeager, Dan Burke, and Sam Cassell. We have Daryl Morey in the front office now. I was very negative or down on this team heading into the offseason. I'm optimistic now, and I don't think this was some grand plan. I definitely think a lot of this just fell into their hands. But kudos to them. I'm excited for this team moving forward. And before I get out of here, there was a report last week that the NBA was aiming for the start of next season to be around Christmas Day, December 22nd. Chris Haynes from Yahoo has tweeted out that the players are pushing for the season to start January 18th, MLK Day, with free agency starting December 1st. So I thought the season wouldn't start until then. Danny was big on Christmas, but I think that would be better. You wouldn't compact everything. It gives enough time for free agency, draft picks to come in, and everyone to be home with their families. Yes, the league would lose a lot of money by waiting 3 weeks for the season to start, but I see benefits. That's how I feel on things. We'll have a lot more on the next episode of Sixers Talk. I'm your host, Ben Berry. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I am Ben Berry. If you listen, please hop on, give us a review, 5-star rating and a review. If you give us anything less than 5 stars, I'm gonna think you're a hater. For Danny Palmeiras, who isn't here, I'm your host, Ben Berry. Thanks for listening to Sixers Talk, presented by Wilmington University.